Let's get some reaction from John Woodcock, who's the chair of Labour Friends of Israel and the MP for Barrow and Furness. Hello to you, John.
Good evening, Stephen.
What is your reaction to this, then? Aidan Burley's been sacked from his PPS job.
Well, I think it's absolutely right that he has been sacked. The behaviour which was exposed by the Mail on Sunday last week was repugnant, and for anyone to have acted in that way...
Sorry, in what way?
For anyone to have acted in that way, to have thought it was okay to go to another country to see your friends dress up as Nazis.
That isn't why he went to another country because he was going to a stag party.
Yeah.
He did not go to another country to watch his friends dress up as Nazis.
Well,
why did he rent the uniform?
Well, the evidence in the Mail on Sunday today suggests that he was central to organising that party, and actually they suggest that there is evidence that he actually bought the Nazi uniform for the groom to be. The point I was trying to make before it cut me off was that anyone, whether MP or not, to have thought that that was acceptable behaviour was clearly absolutely wrong, and that kind of behaviour risks bringing, whoever does it, actually risks bringing shame on the nation. And the fact that it was a Member of Parliament who, at best now, was standing by and allowing that to happen throughout the evening, and the evidence in the Mail on Sunday that's coming out, that's just been published, suggests that actually he may have been central to hiring the uniform and organising the event. And look, Aidan Burley's constituents hearing that, will be absolutely horrified that could happen. And clearly, you know, he's going to need to explain his actions and accounts to them. It's absolutely right that he has been sacked, but I think also...
He still has
David
the whip
Cameron,
and he's still an MP, John.
Yeah, he's been sacked from his position as a government...
Do you think he should keep the whip and do you think he should remain
secretary?
An MP?
Well, his constituents are going to have to ultimately make that decision. I'm sure he's not going to be resigning as a Member of Parliament in a hurry, but I think... David Cameron also needs to ask a question as to why he took a week to take action against Aidan Burley when the evidence was absolutely clear from last week's Mail on Sunday about what had occurred. And I think many people will draw a conclusion from this, that David Cameron was not acting because he was repulsed by this repugnant behaviour and wanted to send a clear message that he wasn't going to allow it to be seen as acceptable. He was actually acting because there was simply another round of bad headlines in the newspapers which he had to deal with, and I think that will reflect quite poorly on him.
And just to be clear, John, if any Labour MP is ever found to be in a photograph where someone else is doing something inappropriate, you think that Labour MP should be sacked?
Well, I think, you know, people tried to explain this as, excuse this as well, and there weren't that many people who tried to excuse Aidan Burley's behaviour, but I think the few that I saw that did were saying, well, you know, it's a stag do, things happen, you know, things can get a bit rowdy. But I think that actually misses the point of how extreme this was. This was an act which may well have actually been illegal to perform, because wearing a Nazi uniform and chanting the slogans of the Third Reich is actually illegal in France. So this was an act that was illegal. It was the Third Reich and the Holocaust.
I'm not sure.
That's what's been reported on through the week, and. Yeah. There's a question actually over the legality of what happened on that evening.
It couldn't be illegal to put on a Nazi uniform, because we see it on BBC One primetime in comedies.
There is a law against that in France, and that was a question in of itself, but.